Your next choice is a bit of a shock. It's your most hated place, and I know for a fact that this is somewhere in general you like rather a lot.
I am an enormous fan of Disney and all it stands for, but my worst place, or shall I be more specific, my worst location is Euro Disney.
Right.
And I think I share that along with the board of Disney PLC, because the actual place that Euro Disney's in, despite all the press that's been written about it and the bomb they've dropped in putting it there, until you've been there and experienced it on the kind of days that we had in the week leading up towards Christmas, usually the warmest and nicest time to go to a Disney... No, if you go to Disney normally in America or wherever, yeah, in Florida, but if you go to Disney normally, it is a warm, lovely place, very Christmas. We wanted it cold at Christmas.
Well, that's the whole point. Let's see just how cold you got it then.
Okay. These are my family, me from the other side of the road, waiting for a fun parade just before Christmas. There's my brother-in-law, who can stand it no more, and is hoping to get some warmth off his son, Harry. There we are, it is about minus 10, it is raining. Look how busy the park is. Look at the splendid colours, and now wait for that big gust of wind. There it is. Then, about 3 o'clock, we've been waiting an hour, on came some message. It just went off. Disney and Noel, can I go off with So we said... The parade's coming at last! The parade's coming at last! We tell him, so what was that? He said, they said due to the cold weather, it's cancelled. They cancelled the parade. We've been waiting an hour. We survived it, my family and I. We kept warm, our teeth chattered, we did what you have to do. We stamped under. Did you see there was a baby there in a pushchair?
Yeah.
The baby, sadly, didn't make it to the end of the wait for the parade. Here, if we can see it, is Harry after the wait to the parade.
Condescending.
There he is. He's been wheeled backwards against the whipping wind. That is little Harry. He didn't emerge out of that coma for about an hour. Look.
You've been to Grimsby.
Nothing. Oh, that's pure Hawaiian shirt weather.
So next year, it's the choice between Euro Disney or Siberian salt.
Oh, world. We've already got those Warsaw catalogues in.
Well, I think we should put Euro Disney in. I think they also need a new mascot, so we've made one up for them. Here we are.
What is that?
This is McCaskill Mouse, who we think.
The giant water rat.
If not that, we thought possibly another possible mascot for Euro Disney would be St. Swithin. Which is St. Swithin in his anorak, so that goes
well.
And just I'll put him between the legs of him, just to get the complete feel before we send them into room 101. Bye-bye.
I didn't hear that.
That was the Pina Colada song by Rick Owens.
Oh, yeah. The Pina Colada song.
Well, you haven't done too badly. You've got Casualty in, you've got Ladies Long Gloves, and of course you've got Euro Disney. So if you'd like to pick up that bag and take it home, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Danny Baker.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, everyone.
Heavy. Heavy bag.